question-answer session.
Were you born with perfect pitch?
Well, actually, I'm a different kind of a case, I think. What happened was, when I was in ninth grade, I had never heard about perfect pitch all of my life, and somebody told me that a particular girl in our school had perfect pitch. And that sounded extremely interesting, so I said, well, what does that mean? And I was told that whatever tone you played, she could just hear it and instantly know what that pitch was. And I thought about it a little while, and I thought, that sounds impossible, because how in the world would you be able to hear a note and be able to place it? Because what's the difference from one note to the next? Unless you see it, how would you know, you know, if it was higher or lower? It just seemed impossible to me. So I went up to her and I said, do you have this ability of perfect pitch? And she said, yes. And so she allowed me to play some notes for her, and every note that I played, she just immediately knew what it was. I was just flabbergasted. And then I said, well, sing this note and sing that note, and she just sang them all. And I said to her, well, how do you do that? And she said, she didn't really know. And I said, well, you know, how did you get it? And she said she didn't really know. And see, this is what everybody says who has perfect pitch from a young age. They don't really understand the ability themselves. All they can say is, I don't know. I just know that it sounds like an A or it sounds like a D. They don't really know. They don't think in terms of color, see? We talk about color on this course, but if you've always had it all your life, you don't think in terms of color. You just think in terms that the D sounds like a D and an F sharp sounds like an F sharp. Some of these people who come to the seminar, they have to sort of sit through the whole thing before they're finally comfortable that what they're experiencing is what we have been talking about, because they're not used to thinking about it in these terms. But anyway, I tested her and she could do it very well, and I just could not understand how she could do it. But I had to get to the bottom of this mystery. So I went home and I tried to see if I could guess all the tones. And I had somebody play notes for me and all this, and I would try to estimate how high the note was and how low the note was, and I found that I just couldn't do it. How would you judge if something is high as A or as high as B flat? How would you do it? Well, anyway, I finally gave up. I realized that I couldn't figure it out, and as soon as I gave up, that's when the realization came. See, this is an important point. As soon as you stop using the effort, then that's when the colors become clear. It's not an intellectual thing. As soon as I stopped about it intellectually, then my perception took over, and I realized that all the different tones have different color sounds. And then I could hear them very easily. And as a matter of fact, I realized that I had always heard these color sounds. I can remember when I was very young, just having started the piano, and I got my first piece in G major, and I played that F sharp. And I said, I have to have my piano tuner come in and tune it, because it's kind of twangy. And I'd noticed that the flats sounded a little differently than the white notes, and the C sounded different from the G, but I never really thought about it. I can remember when I would have the tuner come in, and he would tune everything, I expected all the tones to sound the same. Because if they're tuned, there shouldn't be any difference. But I noticed that every time the tuner came, all the notes sounded even more different. The F sharp sounded twangy, the E flat sounded mellow, and the G sounded a different way, and the C sharp sounded a different way. And I just never could understand why all the notes sounded even more different after the piano was tuned. Well, anyway, as soon as I stopped trying to intellectually think about all this, and then I heard these colors, I just realized exactly what this ability of perfect pitch was. And then I understood that it's something that everybody has, because I went up to a friend of mine and I said, come on, you can do this. Don't you hear that this sounds twangy and this sounds mellow and this one sounds this way up here and this one sounds this way over here? And she said, yes, she thought she could hear that, but she wasn't convinced that it was really perfect pitch. Well, within 2 weeks, she could name every tone, and she had fully developed perfect pitch. She was just very ripe for it. So that's the way it worked. I realized that any musician, and after doing all these seminars and having the experiences of just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of musicians, we have seen that every musician has this ability of perfect pitch. It's just that it is a delicate thing, and if you don't really think about listening for these things, then it's just something you would never pick up. But everybody has this ability in their ear, and if we apply the exercises and just don't force, and we're practicing correctly, then it just becomes unfolded day by day, very easily.